Welcome to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela and this is Local First. Last week I had the opportunity to interview Councillor Isabel Skalski. The interview was done before the latest announcement about Alto flying drones over Casbah Springs. Our discussion focused on her role as a trustee on the South Nation Board and on the Emergency Preparedness Subcommittee. Furthermore, I also asked her if she knows when the next step for the Leitrim-Russell intersection project is set to start.
So this is all really new. This whole change is really new. It was only at the end of last year that the province announced that they will be consolidating the conservation authority. And so this transition committee is designed to bring sort of leadership of that amalgamation. And so my role is to be as a representative of the South Nation Conservation Board members to be at that table to both communicate to the board members what's happening, what decisions are being taken at the transition committee, and, you know, ensure that the interests of the South Nation conservation area and, of course, the city of Ottawa are represented in those decisions. At this stage, it's still early days. Had any meetings yet? They're still finalizing the membership. I believe just recently the executive members have been decided. And so it's really just still really early days. As first meetings start to happen, I'll have a better idea of the types of decisions that are being made at that table. When I first was elected, we put together what's called the Osgoode Ward Advisory Committee. So it's a group of people who help that I provide updates to quarterly, and then they share their feedback on what's happening on the ground here in Osgoode Ward, up of the presidents of the different community associations, as well as some agricultural and business stakeholders in the ward. That group, we talk about things that are cross-cutting that affect all of us across the ward. And one of the issues was emergency preparedness, emergency readiness for natural disasters and events. Mm-hmm. And so every community association after the derecho, I think, was seized with ready are we really to deal with situations when they unfold, and how can we be better prepared, and how can we work closer with the city to make sure that we're all walking in the same direction when bad things happen. We decided at that point to put together a subcommittee focused specifically on emergency management, emergency preparedness, as well as crime prevention. And I should express gratitude to Shannon McInnes, who took on sort of the leadership of that and agreed to lead the subcommittee work. And so we all fit. This was our first opportunity to get together as a group and talk about how we saw this work unfolding, what are the priorities for the different folks that were on the table, and really just talk a little bit about the gaps and where we think we are right now. So it was the first discussion. It was great. There was Ottawa Police was there, the emergency management team from the City of Ottawa was there, some representatives from the community associations, of course, Shannon McInnes, and residents as well were there. I hope to meet regularly, because I think there are some significant gaps in this area that we need to be sure that we understand and that we're pushing the city for our changes. So I want us to be on the same page about what we need. And so I'm hoping at least quarterly, but maybe even more regular than that. Also, I think this is a great opportunity for residents who are really keen to be participating when we have a situation that needs boots on the ground. I would love for more residents to be dialed into this work. And I think maybe right now, again, it's early days, but my hope is that this becomes both, you know, a space where we're talking about it, but we're also really connected as a community about ways we can deal with natural disasters when they strike. And it also is the group of boots on the ground people who are going to help and actually, you know, be knocking on doors and seeing who needs support. It will become, it's the beginning of that network. I'm really excited about this work. And I think I would say Carl Bed Springs is probably the most advanced in thinking about this, because you guys were so struck directly by the derecho. The rest of us, you know, got, I think, lucky, but it's not far from people's memory, the experience they had over 25 years ago with the ice storm impacted rural Ottawa in such a big way. You know, we've had tastes of what this could be. And I think we want to be able to react quickly and be as resilient as we can within our own community. So that's the goal. And I think the work that we're doing here is the right start. So essentially, back in the earlier this spring, we were doing a follow-up with residents following the functional design study for the Reese. It's called the Russell Road and Leitrim Road West Rural Skewed Intersection. These are essentially intersections across the ward that were designed in a way that, you know, you wouldn't be designing them today. They're the affecting points, those that are problematic. So we have several of them across the ward, but this one was rated a first for improvement, and work was underway for several years to order already put some options together. So what we heard was that the preferred option, both from residents as well as from the traffic safety and operations team, was a roundabout, the roundabout option that was presented. And that came out as well again when it came back again this spring. So same thing, we heard the same comments. I had done a session, an open opportunity for residents to come and share their views as well, and heard the same message, as well as like just moved this along. This has been, feels like many years of design, and I don't blame anyone for wanting to see this get past the finish line, but this is essentially now, it's moving past the design and we'll go into construction phase in a future year. So the next step would be to move towards construction. There's a bit more of that really specific specs. The roundabout option was the preferred choice. The next step is called the detailed design, and the team will be working on that. And maybe I'll just also mention that the funding for these projects comes from the Road Safety Action Plan. So this is a specific plan that was funded from the speed camera revenue, which we won't have in future. So there's a lot of question marks in the air still about how we're going to kinds of projects future, but at least this one is one that will continue to be funded until it's constructed. This won't be compromised. Those that were on that list that hadn't got a chance to be designed yet are at risk.
This July marked a year since she took the role to represent Ward 20 in the Ottawa City Council, so I asked her to talk about this experience. Here is what she had to say.
It's been a really great year. I feel lucky, privileged, and just really honored to be able to represent the residents of Osgoode Ward every day at City Hall and here when I'm in Metcalf doing the work we do. It's been enlightening. You know, you learn a lot about how the city works. I've gained a deeper appreciation for the complexity and the engineering that goes into everything about roads and infrastructure and how our city operates. I think there are moments that are really frustrating, and I feel that every day when you see things that could be done better. You can clearly underfunded. Examples of that would be our ditch, working on our ditch network, probably the most frustrating stuff that I see. See every day as I'm driving around the ward how much work needs to be done to clear up our ditches, and I know how much money there is in the kitty to do that, and I'm actually happy to see that more money is going into that kitty and the more control that we have on those decisions. But it feels like a drop in the bucket for the amount of work that there is to do. And that's frustrating. It's everyday frustrations because residents are frustrated and I feel it too. But I also feel really hopeful. We know these problems exist and there's solutions and there's things we're doing on the horizon to invest more. Never feels like enough in the moment when you're frustrated by it. But I'm staying positive, and I think our city is dynamic and constantly changing, and there's been a really, I keep saying enlightening, but I'll just reward opportunity to be able to be part of that change and move it in the right direction for rural Ottawa. I think that what people have to say, every time someone has something negative to say, I come back to the office and I'm taking notes, and we have a list of things that need to get dealt with. Like right away, it's work to be done, and that's what wakes me up in the morning. I'm grateful for every conversation I have, even if they're tough conversations.